Bakers were so reluctant to, and are still so reluctant to break any molds and to really be bold, especially when it came to the civil rights movement, was class. Class was
Absolutely.
really more of the reason, perhaps, than just overt
And I
racism.
would disagree with George, it's more, but it's clearly as much. I mean, Quakers are middle class for the most part.
In
I'm
this
middle class
country.
now. I mean, I'm clearly middle class now. And, you know, there is a class component to the neighborhoods we live in, the places we go, our boarding schools. And people said, well, we never included them. Yes, you did. And because there was no way they could pay the tuition. And now some boarding schools are beginning to provide scholarships. But I got scholarships when I went because I got vocation rehabilitation scholarship. I got scholarships because my parents made under a certain amount of money. So my tuition was paid at Cole College, which is a very high class play. Why? Because I had a right, because I was smart and all that, but also because I was white. So it's those cultural realities. And George is absolutely correct. Is if we want to really, if we really want to show the testimony of equality, then we're going to make sure that people who can't afford to go to Oberlin or go to Cole College or go to all of these nice places, you're going to find money to send them and say, well, they're troublemakers. Well, I'm a troublemaker. I've been a troublemaker since the day I was born. But people call that spirited. What they call women, I can't say on air. And what they say to blacks is that they're uppity or that they're violent. And,
well, part of what George talks about is that it's really classes have different approaches to conflict, and that is really the crux, or that's really where a lot of the problems come in, where middle-class people like to keep everything nice and smooth. We
that's
don't,
right.
We like
We're
to
all
process,
buddies
we like
here.
to work around everything. Working-class people are much more confrontational, and so we kind of get scared of that when we see it in black friends, especially when they're angry because they've been mistreated.
Well, and we also see it in our laws. I mean, heroin, which is a lower class, and cocaine, which is upper class, the penalties for cocaine are a lot less than are for heroin. And again, it's that cultural sense. It's, and again, it's that structural class reality. I know African-American people who are middle class in Richmond who would never think of going down to the other side of town because they just don't. And I'm going, my God, your grandparents lived down there. Well, we don't. Well, maybe you should. So again, class is very much a part in, and of course, you know, class and religion, economics swirl in, because there's a difference between Episcopal and score and storefront fundamentalist. But there are religion. Well, that's not really religion. Well, who are you to say that God doesn't speak to them in a storefront as much as God speaks to you from the pulpit? Again, because of the economic divide, poor whites and poor blacks tend to get the bad end of everything and then get blamed for it.
We're getting to the